My name is CCB, but most people just call me B. I'm 37 years young. I've been through a lot, and I've also put myself through a lot. And one day, I got sick and tired of my own shit. And on that day, change started to happen. I stopped lying to myself and started getting painfully honest with myself. But it was only painful because I had been lying to myself for so long. 8 years ago, I started writing books about my journey through toxic relationships and how I got out of them and stayed out of them by building a healthy relationship with myself. There is nothing I say on this podcast that I haven't already had to say to myself at some point, and yes, in the exact same tone as I say it here. So, if you are sensitive to honesty, this is not the place for you to be. I don't sugarcoat it for myself, and I'm not doing it for anybody else. Besides, how you gonna be more offended by another woman telling you the truth and being honest with you than you are by the man or men who lie to you every day and treat you like shit? Food for thought. Finish your plate. What up, boos? It's your girl, B, and welcome back to another episode of the Sis Get Your Ish Together podcast. I hope that you guys are having a great day today. I hope that you woke up feeling revived and rejuvenated with faith that everything that you spoke about with your spirit team the night before is being worked out for you somehow, some way in the background. But please remember, you got to help your spirit team help you, all right? That means you got to put yourself in the position to get the things that you want knees to chest, because that's right. Even the person who wishes to win the lottery knows that they got to play the numbers. It is currently minutes to 11 a.m. here in sunny but very cold, minus 14, Montreal, Canada. And on today's episode, we're going to talk about dating and the need to learn men before you date or while you're dating. Okay, you need to learn these men. So go get a snack, a juice box, or a glass of wine. Put your triggers to the side so you have room to open up your mind. And let's get into the episode, shall we? Dating with intention. All this talk on the social media streets about dating with intention, and that's really important to date with intention. If you're going to be out here dating, yes, date with intention. But the thing that's getting left out of the dating with intention conversation is the need to learn men. You need to learn men. If you're going to be out here dating, you need to learn men. And listen, if you are like, fuck this, I ain't dating no more, hang it up, flat screen, I'm done, I don't want to be in a relationship, I don't want to be with no man, I'm good on my own, da 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 da, fine. Then stop consuming content about relationships and dating. But if you're still consuming content, you're still having conversations with your homegirls, you're still having conversations with yourself, you're still writing in your journal, you're still all this stuff about dating and relationships, there's a reason for that. Right? So start by being honest with yourself and being like, you know what? Maybe you're taking a little break right now and that's cool, but eventually you want to get back out there. Cool. Be honest about that. But you also have to detox your mind in the midst. You can't hate the very group of people that you're trying to date. It doesn't make any sense. And I'm seeing a lot of this shit out there. In one breath, y'all be on TikTok talking about, I hate these motherfucking men. And then tutus, you know, a week later, you're on there crying, literally sitting in your car, eating chicken nuggets, crying because, you know, you just want to find somebody who's for you. Make it make sense. Make it make sense. Your mentality has to match your intention of what you're doing or not doing. So if you're going to date, fix up your attitude and fix up your mentality and release the negativity that surrounds dating and relationships. I get it. We've all been hurt in the past, this, that, and the third, da, 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 I understand, and nobody's invalidating that. But you have to work on that and through that if you're going to get back out here and start dating again, okay? You also have to learn men. Look, you need to learn that different type of men exists, okay? Contrary to popular blow, all men, da, da, no. Different type of men exist. So learn the behaviors and mannerisms that belong to the type of men you don't want. Learn the behaviors and mannerisms that belong to the type of men you do want. Learn the difference between a good man who just isn't interested in you, so that you stop calling those men trash, versus true trash men who intentionally just want to use you for whatever they can, for however long they can, and don't give a fuck about your feelings. There is a difference. I am really sick and tired. Listen, this is a big sis talk today. Well, there are always big sis talks on this podcast, but you know, that's why I said put your triggers to the side so you got room to open up your mind. I am really sick and tired of listening to women call men who are perfectly great trash, all because that man just simply wasn't interested in them. I am so tired of it. How are y'all not tired of demonizing every man who simply just doesn't want you, simply doesn't want to be with you, simply dated you for a couple of weeks and was like, you know what, this is not for me, and was like, hey, this is not for me. That man cannot be trash. People are allowed to reject you. I know that hurts, but people are allowed to decide that you are not for them. People are allowed to get to know you and through knowing you realize, hey, this is not a fit for me. Just like you should be realizing when a man is not for you and being like, hey, this is not a fit for me. It doesn't necessarily mean that he's a bad guy. Maybe he is a bad guy. Maybe he's not a bad guy. Maybe he's just not a fit. You have red flags just like a man has red flags. We all do. And red flags are very personal. They are personal. And so a lot of times you will think of a red flag as something that is like toxic or da 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 da, like this horrible thing. Yes, there are red flags that are toxic, 100%. But there are also red flags that are personal that are just on some, yo, like, for instance, there might be, for instance, for a very long time for me, a man with kids in my 20s, rightfully so, was a red flag. Did it mean that that guy was a bad guy? No. No. Some of them were great men. But a red flag, a stop sign for me was, oh, you got kids? I'm all set. Because I was in my 20s. I don't have kids of my own. And rightfully so, didn't want to be nobody's stepmama. I'm allowed to do that. I'm allowed to not want that life for myself. Didn't mean that he was a bad person. Do you see what I'm saying? So for that, for me back then, that was a red flag. It's personal, right? So a man might be dating you and see a red flag that is personal to him, and it doesn't mean you're a bad person, but he's just like, nah, this isn't for me. I'm all set. He's allowed to do that. And we have to stop holding so much animosity and resentment and all of this stuff, hostility and all this stuff against somebody who's choosing for themselves. And it just so happens that it's not you. You aren't the person being chosen. You understand what I'm saying? I know these are hard pills to swallow, but God damn it, we need to have these open, honest conversations, and we need to talk about this shit because it's getting out of hand. It's getting out of hand. In both my classes, actually, in the No More Toxic Relationships class and the Dating with Confidence class, we go through personalized red, green, and yellow flags because it's important. I think so many women out there just don't realize that, well, or don't know what red flags are, really and truly. Don't know what yellow flags are. Don't know what green flags are. Don't know these things. Right? And it's okay, because how are you going to know if you've never been taught or you're not in the room with people having these conversations? But at some point, you know, you have to learn it for yourself, especially if you're going to be out here dating. there is a difference between a man, a good man who just isn't interested in you, versus a man who is intentionally using you and doesn't give a fuck about your feelings. You have to learn the difference. Because when you run around here dismissing all experiences and calling all men trash just because, you know, it's not working out with some of them, you're tainting your own dating experiences. You really are. You're like rollover minutes, bro. Like you're carrying like rollover minutes, rollover tainted experiences because you saw it. You don't want to see it as, oh, this person's allowed to like not enjoy me. That's a self-esteem thing. It really is a self-esteem thing. Everybody doesn't have to like you. Everybody doesn't have to like you. And I think that a lot of women need to start really incorporating that with grace. And again, that is a self-esteem thing. To be able to be like, oh, okay, yeah, it can sting. Yeah, I can pinch. Yeah, I can whatever the case may be. That's like normal. Like you're allowed to fucking have feelings. What the fuck? But for it to erode you to the point where you're like, see, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, all these fucking men are the same, blah, blah, blah. That's not helping you. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not helping you. So learn that difference. Learn the difference between a man who doesn't have the capacity to show up for himself and his own life, therefore is unable or won't be able to show up for you in a relationship, versus a man who is truly selfish and or simply doesn't want to show up for a relationship with you. There is a difference. There is a difference. I always have, you know, in a lot of my Q&As on IG Live, you know, something similar will come up and I always have to explain like, yo, like a man who is not able to show up for himself, how the fuck do you guys expect him to show up for you? And these, by the way, like I say in the intro, all my episodes, these are conversations I had to have with myself at some point. At some point, you got to sit with yourself and be like, yo, this man is struggling on his own, in his own life. He is, you know, he's walking around with crippling insecurities. He is not able to get up off his own ass and do some shit for himself. He is, you know, not ambitious. He is, the life he's looking at is always, the glass is always half empty and never half full. He doesn't do much for himself. He bare minimums his own life. He doesn't show up for himself. Why would I attach myself to this man or try to connect with this man? Because you don't want to attach yourself to nobody. But like, why would I attach myself to a man or try to connect myself to that man and expect a healthy relationship with him? The man can't even show up for himself. How is he supposed to show up for me? His glass is empty. How is he supposed to pour into me? Do you understand what I'm saying? How can I say this? When we talk about, you know, our cups and, you know, when we're having conversations amongst us women and we're, you know, speaking life into each other and we're like, yo, like you can't pour from an empty cup, babes. Like you can't fucking, you know what I mean? Overextend yourself, take on everybody's problems, give yourself to everybody. You can't pour for an empty cup. We understand that conversation when we're having it amongst each other about each other. But these things apply in the opposite way as well. Somebody cannot pour for an empty cup into you. So if a man is unable to show up for himself in his own life, he is an empty cup. He cannot pour into you. And it doesn't mean that he's a bad person. It doesn't mean that he's shit. It doesn't mean that he's the same as every... No, 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 no. It means that him in his own life, he's not right for himself right now. And that's okay. He's just not for you. Like, it is what it is. Are other factors, can other factors be involved and then it makes him a bad person? Sure. But at its simplicity, in just this context of he cannot show up for himself, it doesn't make him a bad person. Because imagine somebody called you an ancient woman because you're having trouble showing up for yourself right now in life. Right. But we don't think of it that way. Because too many times we sit around with our homegirls And everything is just all these men and shit. Da, 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 da. It's just negative, 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 negative. Yo, like you're dealing with people too, man. The man that's in front of the group of people that you're trying to date, if you're continuously only wanting to view them all in a negative light, that's weird. That's suspicious. You know, you're going to have to start seeing them as human beings as well. And there is discernment in that as well. Not just seeing them as human beings and your own poor little baby to coddle the 40-year-old man who doesn't know how to get his shit together. Oh, let me put you under my breast and give you some milk. Like, that's not what that's not what we're talking about when we say to see them as human beings as well. But you see them as human beings as well in the sense where, yo, this is a person in front of me who is struggling in his own life, who is struggling with himself, who is not where he needs to be or wants to be for himself. I am at a place in my life where I'm able to pour into somebody, but I need reciprocity. This man is not going to be for me because it's impossible and it's unfair to ask him to reciprocate the things that he can't even give himself to me in a relationship. That doesn't make no sense. That is self-awareness. That is maturity. That is understanding. That is grace. That is compassion. That is compassion for yourself and for the other person. And so you're like, you know what? That sucks. You know, I would have loved to, you know, whatever, did it up, but he's not for me. And that's okay. Versus a man who is, like I said, selfish, doesn't want to show up for you. That's a different story than that man. Like, yo, you, what the fuck? You just want to take from me. You don't want to give back to me. You want me to show up for you and for us, but you don't want to show up for me and for us. Not because you can't, because you just don't want to. Okay. You, fuck you. There's a difference. What is this, a helicopter and on top of the, oh, what the ass is going on here? Hold on. I do not know what's been going on lately in my neighborhood, but this is the second morning in a row that there is a helicopter. I don't know what you're looking for, child. Anyways, but whoops, back to what I was saying. Sorry, I didn't mean to hit the microphone. Learn the difference between a man who genuinely likes you for you versus a man who only likes what you can do for him or what you do for him. There is a difference. So many women I talk to every single day do not know the difference between a man who genuinely likes them versus a man who just likes the benefits of them, just likes what they do for them. You need to learn the difference because there is a difference between the two. Learn the difference between a man who walks it like he talks it, walk it like I talk it. Hey, walk it like I talk it. Difference between a man who walks like he talks it, aka a man of his word, versus a man who simply has the gift of the gab, a fucking car salesman, a shoe salesman. Learn the difference. So many women, again, that I talk to every day, cannot tell the difference or don't want to learn the difference because you are addicted to hearing words of affirmation. And I get it. I get where it comes from. It stems from you being in toxic relationships where you were neglected of kind words. You were neglected of, hey, I'm proud of you. I really like you. Wow, you're beautiful. You're sexy. Whatever the fuck the words that you have been yearning to hear from a man. Now you're out of your toxic relationships. You haven't done the healing work that you needed to do. You haven't been telling yourself. You haven't been validating yourself. And so you come across a man and he's like staring deep in your eyes and he's like, you are so beautiful. And you're like, that's it. He's the one. Like, what? What? Right? Or he's looking deep into your eyes and he's like, you know, I love you. And you're like, oh my God, you've been yearning to hear those words for the last year and some change. And you're like, I love you too. Babes, it's been a week and a half. He doesn't even know you. Like, do you understand what I'm saying? Or you're dating a guy for 4 or 5 months and he's like, I love you, I love you. But his actions are saying, I hate you. He treats his fucking Jordans better than he treats you. that's not love, babes. That's not love, right? So he talks a good game. He talks about marriage, talks about kids, talks, but he literally says all the things you want to hear. Maybe you don't want to have kids and that's fine. Somebody in the background was like, kids, but you understand what I'm saying? Or marriage, maybe you don't want that either, but like he talks about a future with you. He talks about all these things, but doesn't integrate them. He's been talking to you about the same future for the last 2 years and you just did it in the situationship now. Now you're in a full-blown situationship and the things that he keeps talking about, you guys are still in the same place you were when you met. You understand what I'm saying? He doesn't include you in his plans. He doesn't include you in his, when he talks about the future, yeah, he might say we, but then two twos, he doesn't back it up. There is a difference between a man who walks it like he talks it, aka is a man of his words, versus a man who is simply good and has the gift of the gab. Learn the difference. Learn what a man who has created peace within and for himself looks and sounds like, so you can stop referring to those specific men as boring. Because you want to know what it is? I've had it up to my hairline. I hear women day in and day out. And one thing about me, I'm a researcher. So if I see a TikTok of a woman chatting about, you know, all these men are this and they're that and da-da-da-da-da, I will go through a lot of her videos to see like what else she's in there talking about. And I shit you not, time after time after time again, I will see these women hop on their TikToks, say shit like they just want a man who, you know, who's calm, who's this, who's that, whatever, da-da-da. And then sure enough, somewhere 2 weeks ago or 2 weeks later or whatever the case may be, here comes, oh, he was boring. Like he was so boring. Like I need a little, you know, like a little, like choke me, throw me against the wall, call me a bitch. What? He was boring, you know, like he just like he wanted to like do things like, you know, like play Scrabble. Who the fuck wants to play Scrabble? Ew. Who wants to like, you want to go on walks? You wanted to like have like conversations about that. Like, oh, boring, 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 boring. No. No, that's a man who's peaceful. Okay. I'm using some like examples, but like insert other examples, but like that's not boring. That's peaceful. But you cannot recognize what peaceful is when you have no peace within yourself. I've said this before and I'll say it again. You know how they say real recognizes real? Well, peace recognizes peace as well. So if you have a chaotic relationship with yourself, you're not going to recognize peace in a man. It's going to look like boring to you. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you're going to be out here dating. That's why I always say you first, you have to fix up yourself first. You have to, if you're going to be out here dating, learn what a man who has created peace within and for himself looks and sounds like, so you can stop referring to him as boring, versus a man who is still fucking playing Russian roulette with his inner demons. And you won't call that adventurous and shit. The man is literally playing Russian roulette with his inner demons. Don't know. Oh, one day he might take it out on you. One day he might break a wall. One day he might this. One day he might. Da-da-da. One day, oh, I don't know. Find out next time on the next episode of This is a Toxic Relationship. Like, this is a toxic dating experience. Find out on next episode of me crying, eating chicken nuggets in my car on TikTok. That's the adventure. You understand what I'm saying? You'll call that shit adventurous. No. There is a difference. If you're going to be out here dating, then you need to learn about men. Because no, they are not all the same. No, they aren't all trash. You know what? You want to know what it is? I realize that a lot of women think that the all men are trash mentality and conversations is helping y'all for some reason out here. Like it's helping. Like it's helping to sit around and, oh, these men are trying. They're all the same. And this is why it's actually, that mentality is actually not helping you. Because the all men are whatever the case may be mentality leads to a lot of y'all to believe that you can move, talk, behave, and carry yourselves the same way with all men and get what you want. And you most certainly cannot. That's not how this works. That's not how this works. I see so many women think that they can, this is why it's important. You have to learn men. So many women think that they can just be the same in every environment and get the results that they want. That doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. You can't talk to a man who respects himself and others the way you can, or the way you would talk to a man who doesn't give a fuck about himself or others. There's a difference. You can't projectile vomit your unhealed wounds onto a man who has done and continues to do his inner work the way you do on a man who hasn't done any inner work at all. You can't rest in your "I'm a victim of everything and everyone and everything is always somebody else's fault" mentality or identity, because a lot of times I be talking to a lot of women, man, and I see it all the time, this mentality, this identity of "I'm a victim of everything. Everything is always somebody else's problem. Everything, you know, everything happens to me. I'm always this and everybody's always..." It's an identity that some women are married to. And I think I spoke about this the other day, but a lot of times, and this is people in general, but we're talking, it's a big sis talk right now. We talking amongst us at our own kitchen table, women, right? A lot of women are so married to this identity and have been married to it for so long that they wouldn't know who they were without it. And that's why they don't want to heal it, because all of the conversations stem around some type of blame. The way you start conversations, the way you bond with people, the way you, like, your friendships, all your shit is based off of and built off of one common thing, which is an identity of everything. Let's just blame everybody for everything else. Let's just blame everybody else for everything that happens in our lives. And so women have built literal relationships with it. Women have built relationships with other women, friendships, relationships with men, da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, their whole life, their whole identity is what they can fucking complain about that somebody else has done to them, and why their life is ill. "My life is the way it is because of this person, because of this, because of that. Oh, I am the way that I am because of this, because of that, because of this, because of that." At some point, reasons become excuses. At some point, reasons become excuses. You can be the way that you are because something happened to you. That is a very valid fucking thing, bro. Super valid. But at what point are you going to realize that it is your responsibility, if you do not want to be that way anymore, to do the work that you got to do to start changing? That's on you. I say this all the time. So many of us come from broken homes, okay? And so many of us come from broken homes, come from single parent homes. Some people had a mom, didn't have a dad. Some people had a dad, didn't have a mom. Some people had both parents in the house and they were both motherfucking emotionally unavailable. Some people had narcissistic parents in the house. Some people had parents who abandoned them in the house. Some people, blah, 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 blah. Some people were actually abandoned on a fire at a fire station when they were kids, and now they don't know their biological parents. Like, so many of us come from very broken homes, valid, which has led to us being in survival mode for a lot of our childhood, our teenage years, and then we just continued in survival mode, right? And then somebody shines a light on it, because you can't do better if you don't know better. Facts. Duh. Right? And then somebody shines a light on it, or you're reading something and a light bulb goes off and you're like, oh shit, like, this is why now it makes sense why I am the way that I am. Now we know why we are the way that we are. Cool. We've been surviving this way for so long. Fine. At what point do you decide that you no longer want to survive and you want to live? At what point do you decide that you no longer want to just survive, you want to live? You want to be alive. I use this analogy a lot. If you've been around for a long time, you probably hear me say it a million times. Surviving is when you are hooked up to a machine in the hospital, and it's like beep, 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 beep. and your eyes are closed and you're in a motherfucking coma, you are surviving. You're surviving. If your eyes aren't closed and you're not in a coma, but you're still hooked up to that machine for whatever reason, beep, 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 you're surviving because you can't leave the hospital bed. You're not living. You're not out there thriving. You're not living life. You're not living up to your potentials. You're not doing this. You're not doing that. You're surviving. So when we're going through life and we're in survival mode and we realize, excuse me, that we're in survival mode, once that light bulb hits, now it is up to you to decide. Do you want to keep on? Beep, beep, beep. Do you want to stay hooked to this machine in the hospital bed? Or do you want to get out and live life? Your life in particular. Create a life for yourself that you love. Create a life for yourself that you thrive in. Create a life for yourself where you're able to fucking see the glass half full every now and then, or more times than none. To create a life for yourself that you are proud of. Like, this is your responsibility. And every time that you say, well, you know what, this and this happened to me and this is why I am the way that I am, and you just stay there, just beep, 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 beep. This is a choice that you're making for yourself at this point. Your reasons have become excuses. Originally, it was a reason. It was very, very valid. But we're 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, 10 years later after the initial light bulb moment you had on your soul, just beep, beep, beep. Because you're hooked up to the hospital bed, on the hospital bed with the machine, and you press a button and somebody comes in and gives you something. You don't have to get up. You don't have to this. You don't have to that. You understand what I'm saying? You get it? So when you are out here dating, a man who moves through his life with accountability is not going to let you rest in everything is everybody else's fault. That identity is not going to, he's going to be like, yeah, this isn't for me. You cannot rest in that identity with a man who takes accountability for himself the way you can with a man who moves through his life without any accountability. And then y'all both in the shits, just passing blame back and forth, passing blame back and forth, passing blame back and forth. And some of y'all wonder why, some of y'all wonder why I didn't sing one song through this whole episode. We're 33 minutes in. Leave me have it. Why you're in relationships with men or dating men who when you guys argue is just passing the blame back and forth until one of y'all gives up and waves a white flag, but nobody ever actually took accountability. Nobody actually ever been like, yo, like da da da. No, instead your white flag that you wave is makeup sex, but you never even resolved the problem. You understand what I'm saying? There's a difference. You can't throw temper tantrums anytime you don't get your way with a calm man the way that you do with a chaotic man. You can't carry on aggressively with a gentleman the way that you do with a toxic man. You can't bring heaps of drama into the life of a man who has worked really hard to create and maintain peace within himself the way you can with a man who lives in drama too. Do you get it? Learn yourself and learn men, then move accordingly. If you're going to be out here in these dating streets, this is essential. That's why that all men shit is not working for any of y'all. It's working against y'all. And every time you participate in those type of conversations and you add to the conversation You're taking away from yourself. You're taking away from your own ability to go out there and have different dating experiences because you understand that there are different types of men. I say this all the time. So many women have the same type of dating experiences over and over again because you're dating the same type of men. And then you sit down there and you chat about, oh, they're all the same. They're not. You are continuing to pick from the same pool because you don't want to expand yourself and your own mind to learn that there are different levels. It goes into putting yourself in the position to get the things that you want. It goes into having the patience to go the other way, to understand that the things that you want, the type of man that you want, you have to learn about him and go in the direction where he might be around. It might take longer for you to find. It will take longer for you to find. Because those of y'all who, I'm pretty sure not, nobody in here is like, oh, or nobody listening is like, I want, give me all the broken, unhealed, toxic, chaotic men of the world. Yeah, love that. Give it to me. Like, that's not what you're thinking when you're like, oh, I want to find a man. No, you're like, I want to find a good man. Well, what is a fucking good man? Figure it out for yourself and learn that type of man. And then follow the yellow brick road and understand that that yellow brick road is going to be not crowded. What's the opposite of not crowded? Spacious. Anyways, look, I'm tired. Not crowded. Okay. It is what it is. Accept it and follow the yellow brick road. If you are not willing to learn the different type of men that exist in the world, then you're saying that you're not willing to have different type of dating experiences. You want to date with intention? Learn men. And also learn yourself. Learn yourself first, inwards and then outwards. You know, I say this shit all the time. Inwards and outwards. But learn men. The same way you would study for a fucking exam, the same way you study to whatever the case may be, to study to be a doctor, to be this, to be whatever, 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 whatever. Same way you study, you need to study these men out here. And that is also for your protection. It's not even just about getting the type of man that you want. Yeah, obviously, that's duh. But it's also about protecting yourself so you can see the difference. You can be like, all right, I know this type of man behaves da 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 da. So when you're on a date with a man and he starts behaving da da da, you could be like, ah, unagi. If you never watch Friends, you don't know what the fuck I just said, and that's fine. I don't have time to explain it to you. Go watch Friends. But you can basically be like, oh, I see you. Right? Oh, I know what this is. Mm-mm. No. I know where this leads to. Mm-mm. No. In my Dating with Confidence class, I start off, the first module is really heavy. I start off with a module, which is Woman in the Mirror. The reason why I do that is because it's really important to understand that if, first of all, that your self-esteem in dating is everything. If your self-esteem is trash, fix that first. Heal that shit first. It's really important that you understand who you are and how you move and what you need to learn about yourself first and how to discern all these things before you get out there and you start throwing yourselves in situations without a life jacket. And then when the life jacket comes off, your ass don't know how to swim, but you throwing yourself in all these different oceans or the same motherfucking ocean and wondering why every you are in here breathing in water. Like, yeah, because with yeah, because you need to learn how to swim. This is for your protection. Learning who you are first before you get out there and date, understanding how you move, your mindset, all of this stuff matters. And then on top of it, learning the group of people that you say that you want to find one to be with eventually. Do you understand? I'm probably going to post a rendition of this like on my Instagram, and I might shut up the comments because I'm not in the mood for the tussling. I know the girl's about to tussle in my comments. Anyways, these conversations are important to have. And like I said, if you never want to fucking date another man again, that's cool, man. That's your business. What the hell? Like, nobody can tell. Yo, if you're all set, you're all set. That's cool. You know? But you can decide you never want to date another man again peacefully. Yeah? You can decide that peacefully. And then also, if that's really the thing, then you shouldn't be keeping up with dating and relationships. You know what I'm saying? If you are, it's because a part of you still wants to date eventually, or you want to find somebody eventually, and that's okay. You're allowed. That's okay. So I hope that this episode helped you in some way, shape, or form. You know what I'm saying? As always, I'm rooting for y'all, man. And I just think that these conversations are important. And I just don't think that I think that a lot of times with a lot of the conversations that I have up here on this podcast and everywhere else on my Instagram and all my socials, I think because they're not as normalized, they're starting to be, but you know what I mean? It becomes offensive. That's offensive. That's offensive. That's offensive. Like anytime we're putting a mirror up to ourselves or somebody else is holding up a mirror to you, that becomes offensive because the conversations are so, it's easier to just be like, all men are shit. It's easier to be like, oh, we don't need these men. That's another thing too. Stop fucking saying that shit on the fucking internet. I'm sorry, not sorry, but I say this all the time. Like some of y'all have sons, you have nephews, you have young children that are boy children growing up on the internet with you, with us. And imagine always hearing that they're not needed. What the fuck do they have to look forward to growing up then? If women after women, if their own mother, if their own auntie, if their own sister, if their own fucking big cousin is over here talking about how men are not needed. We don't need these motherfuckers. We don't need men. The world would be better off without them. Stop doing that. Oh my God. Like, stop doing that. We have to raise, all of us collectively have to raise each other at this point. Let's be honest. Right? Because your young boy, your son, your young nephew, your 10-year-old, your 11-year-old, your 12-year-old is listening to grown-ass women talk about how we don't need men. The world would be better off without them. What do you think that does? I want to say this for those of y'all listening who have TikToks, who do this thing, who whatever the case may be, who, you know, put things on social media. Before you get on TikTok or social media to air out your frustrations with dating, with men, with the men you're dating, whatever, da da da. Before you do that, just take a second and you can record it, but before you post it, set it aside and then revisit it a week from now or a week from the day that you reposted, the week from the day you recorded it or 2 weeks from now after you've settled into your own emotions and see if that's something that you really want to put out to live forever on the internet. 9 out of 10 times, the answer is going to be no. We're living in a time where things are like mad impulsive and people get upset and they get hop on social media and they're just like, blah, 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 blah. They haven't even had time to process for themselves. Right. And they say a lot of shit in their upsetness, which is natural and normal because we have feelings. Duh. Like, you know what I'm saying? But they say a lot of shit in those impulsive moments that are really hurting fucking people out here. Please be aware that we're sharing the internet with your young sons, your young nephews, your young boy cousins, your younger brothers. Think. Just take a second. Stop. Breathe. Everything doesn't need to be content. Sometimes we have to think and articulate the things like, okay, yo, like journal about it, whatever. And you're like, hey, yo, like I was really mad at that day. What was I mad at? I was mad at this specific incident that this happened. Da, 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 da. Then if you want to bring it to social media with a clearer mind and a clearer way to articulate and so on and so forth, do so. It's great to have passion. I'm very passionate. Duh. It's great to whatever the case may be and to use your passion and your experiences and stuff as content to help other women and men for that matter, like feel like they're not alone, get through what they're going through, whatever the case may be. But we also have a level of responsibility that we all have to take into account. We all have to take into account that we're at this point all raising each motherfucking other. You understand what I'm saying? And it's okay that everything doesn't need to be content in the moment that it comes to your mind, in the moment that you're enraged, in the moment that you're upset. Journals are a real thing. Audio journal if you want to record, and but just don't post it yet. Revisit it and then maybe like whatever. Maybe, sorry, I didn't finish that thought. Maybe come back to it a week or two later and see, maybe re-record it again in a way that now you have clarity from it. You understand what I'm saying? Add it into your conversation. Some, like, be like, you know what? Two weeks ago, I was so pissed off because XYZ happened, da da da, and I recorded a video. I was going to post it, but I didn't post it, and here's why. But here's what I was pissed off about, da 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 da. And here's after what I learned after 2 weeks of sitting on it and really thinking about it. I learned da 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 da. So in the end, like, it's a good, whatever. But I think another big part, and I'm going to say this. Emotional maturity is something now that is really, just like the word narcissist, just like everything is thrown around because it's a buzzwords. You know, get you a man who's emotionally mature, get you a man that's emotionally mature. And once again, do you think that it is emotionally mature of you to every time you feel something, every time your feelings are hurt, every time that in that moment to pick up your phone, start recording and put it on the internet? Do you think that that is an exhibition of emotional maturity? That you can't control yourself for 5 minutes or for a week or for 2 weeks to just sit on it and be like, okay, yes, let me get this out, blah, 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 blah. But before I post it to an audience who's looking up at me, let me. Do you think that that's a display of emotional maturity? No, it's not. It's not. And again, do whatever the fuck you want to do, yo. Like I always do whatever the fuck you want to do. But like also think about the consequences of the things that you're doing, how they affect you and how they affect and impact you and how they affect and impact the people around you. Because self-awareness is not just about you. It's also about how you're impacting other people around you. And I'm not talking about people who are fucking unhinged and off their fucking rockers and are telling you, no, you need your tone needs to be this, or you need to be that, or you need to be this, or whatever the case may be. I'm not talking about unhinged people who don't realize that certain content is not for them and they need to just move off you. Like, I'm not talking about that. I'm really talking about the messages that you are choosing to put out into this world. Just think about it, is all I'm saying. Food for thought. Finish your plate is all I'm saying. Because here's another end of it that I think I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again for the purpose of this episode. What I'm seeing a lot of, and I don't think women are taking this consideration, your social media is your business card. When you start dating somebody, the first thing that they do, or the second thing, they go and find you on social media. Women are on the TikToks creating content about how to manipulate men, creating content about how all men are trash, creating content about, oh, this guy I want to date with the other day, his dick was small, creating content about, oh, you know, I finessed my way into getting a free meal from this man, creating all this fucking content for other women to kiki in the comments with, and then sit there and wonder why tutus, they meet a guy and everything was great for the first 4 days and then the guy ghosted. Not saying that ghosting is right. What I'm saying is, has it ever occurred to you that that man found your fucking TikTok and looked through your shit and was like, why the hell would I want to be with her? So I could get set up to be fucking manipulated. So I could get set up to have, maybe she's using me for a free meal. Maybe this, maybe that, whatever the case may be. Nah, I'm all set. Red flag. A lot of women out here are shooting themselves in their own foot because they are addicted to the likes and the comments they get from other women on fucking TikTok and social media. You're hurting yourself. addicted to the, yeah, I know that's right, rah, 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 that they're in the moment just spewing out on TikTok because, you know, whatever the case may be, addicted to that shit. But in the same breath, want a man who is all of these other things that you have on the list. But like, imagine if you came across a guy that you were dating. No, just think about it. You came across a guy that you're dating. He has TikTok. You're like, oh shit, he has TikTok. He has social media. Let me go see what is going on. And then you go on his social media and you see that he's like, fellas, here's how to manipulate a woman, how to give you her pussy. What? Hey, fellas, I went on a date with this girl 2 weeks ago and like, honestly, her breath stank and da 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 and like, whatever, but she gave good head. So I let her like, and then I never called her again. Whatever, whatever the fuck, whatever the fuck. You would look through his TikTok and be like, yo, you're not, no. And you would go on about your business. You'd be like, oh, this is not it. No. It's the same thing. So be mindful of those of y'all understand like what is more important, this type of content or the thing that you say that you want. You can still make content about your life and your experiences and how you feel and how you felt and what you've been through and all that stuff. You can absolutely make content about that. Duh. But there is a way to do it without shooting yourself in your own foot. Okay. And I'm going to tell you that I've been around here for, this is, I think, 9 years now. I think this is my 9th year on social media, my 9th year on Instagram, my 9th year, whatever the case may be. That trust and believe, there is a way to speak about your life and your experiences and offer your opinion and offer your advices and share what you have learned and your pain and your trial and tribulations and your overcoming of things. There is 100% a way to do that without shooting yourself in your own foot. Okay. I just thought that somebody needed to hear that today. So there's that. Okay. Good talk. Okay. Okay. Good talk. Perfect segue. Random life news. Dating with confidence. That class is reopened again. We start again on January 26th, I think. 24th or 26th. I can't remember. Just go look. AuthorCCB.com. The seats are open again. So it starts again on January 26th, I think. So if you want to get into the Dating with Confidence group coaching class, if you missed it the last time, this is your time. Let me find the modules for you guys. Hold on. Right. So the modules are The Woman in the Mirror, Self-Esteem and Limiting Beliefs About Dating, Love Bombing, Dating Boundaries, Compatibility and Communication, Dealing with Rejection, and then Reflections. We go through a lot. We go through a lot in this class. It's for 5 weeks. We cover settling versus settling for less, identifying what a safe man looks for you, boundaries around your actions, boundaries around sex. I told you guys, red, green, and yellow flags, emotional maturity. Look, it's a long list. Go on the website and read it. Okay. Go on the website and read it. The class is for women who are ready to learn how to date with confidence by being honest with themselves and committing to the process of learning how to put themselves in the position to have better dating experiences by adding key tools to their toolbox, then using them. That is who the class is for. This is not a how to get a man in 12 days class. This is not a, you know, quick fix solution. This is not a da da da. This is about, like any other of my classes, this is about you. All right. This is about you and learning how to navigate this space accordingly. So if that sounds like you, authorCCB.com, get into the class. Thank you. Good night. I'm kidding. We have to say something that we're grateful for. I am grateful for this water bottle. Look, I got this water bottle. I know you've seen it before a million times, but it's the water bottle that has the times on it, the big one, and it says like 7 a.m. rise and shine, 9 a.m. let's get started, 11 a.m. remember your goals, blah, 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 blah. And it goes all the way down to 9 p.m. So I had to have a conversation with myself, and I was like, B? And then I was like, yeah, what's up? I was like, yo, B, honestly, you are not drinking enough water. You used to drink so much water. I don't know what happened, like, in the last, I don't know, 8 months, but, like, your water intake has been trash. And even though you've been trying to do it by yourself, you can't do it by yourself. You need some help. So you're going to get yourself a fucking water bottle that has these times on it. You're going to sit it on your desk where you spend your whole fucking day anyways. And you are going to drink the water because it's in front of you and it's giving you times. And when you see the time, you see it's 1 p.m. and you realize that the water line isn't at 1 p.m. You're going to be like, oh shit, I need to drink some water. Okay. To help you help you. And so I did, and I got the water bottle. And let me tell you, it has helped me so much. If you are like me, and this is not fucking sponsored, hey, if you have a water bottle like this and you want to spell, you know, you want it to be sponsored, you know, hit up Raina, go to my website, hit up the contact. I'll be happy to, you know, get paid to sponsor some of this shit. But no, I'm serious. But whatever, these water bottles, you can get them on Amazon. I got them on Amazon. But if somebody makes them, I'd rather sponsor you because support small businesses. Anyways, it has really helped me. I have been on my game. I think I got it about a week ago. And honestly, I've been keeping up with my water intake literally because of this. You know, the way my brain functions, I was like, I need to help me. And so I have. So if you're like me and you're not getting enough water intake, whatever the case may be, honestly, and you need like, you need that type of encouragement, get the fucking water bottle. Leave it on your desk and drink it. You're going to be proud of yourself. Trust me. So that's what I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for the water bottle. Now it's your turn. Think of something that you're grateful for. Write it down. Say it out loud. Or hit up a friend or somebody that you love and let them know that you're grateful for them. I'm sure that it will make them feel really appreciated and really make their day. Okay? So that is it. That is, this concludes today's episode of the Sis Get Your Ish Together podcast. I hope that this helped you in some way, shape, or form. And like I always say, if nothing else, food for thought, finish your plate. I'm rooting for you guys. You know, like always, I think it's important to have these conversations. They're not always easy and they don't always feel the best. But you know, like Buckley's, it works. So shout out to everybody who continues to, you know, do their inner work, do their self-reflections, do their journalings, and allow their triggers or user triggers as opportunities to, you know, find their wounds and to work through those. Proud of y'all. If nobody told you today, I will. Proud of you. All right. Ladies and sometimes gentlemen, I'm out. I hope you guys have a good rest of your mornings, evenings, afternoons, wherever the fuck y'all are in the world. Please be safe. Use condoms, trust your intuition, and use your discernment. And I will catch y'all on the next episode. All right? Much love, y'all. Go be great.